This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
In his new book, The Big Print, Larry Lepard provides an overview of the economic history of America, but also issues a warning. We are headed for a big print. He means that actually the only way out of our current debt cycle will be for the government and the Federal Reserve to print more money. He demonstrates this with his chapter, Nothing Stops This Train. The phrase was first popularized by Lynn Alden, who is the author of another important book on our broken money. He uses this metaphor to explain our options. He says, as America's fiscal train thunders towards a fateful switch in the tracks, ahead lies either system collapse for an unstoppable debt momentum or a sharp angle towards painful but purposeful economic realignment. Many of his graphs document his concern. One graph he uses that I've cited in the past comes from the Heritage Foundation that illustrates the staggering pace of the new debt. It documents that it took 200 years for the U.S. debt to reach $11 trillion, and yet the country added $11 trillion since 2020. He also posted a Washington Post headline, U.S. national debt spiraling out of control, rising $1 trillion every 100 days. When the U.S. debt is substantially larger than the U.S. GDP, and the government interest on the debt is larger than the Defense Department budget, you don't have many options. Austerity is one option, but the backlash to DOGE shows how tough it would be just to get a balanced budget. Money printing will be inflationary. Last fall, legendary investment advisor Paul Tudor Jones stated the obvious on CNBC. All roads lead to inflation. As I mentioned yesterday, a wise person will be prepared. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Inflation, go to viewpoints.info/inflation. That's viewpoints.info/inflation.